I'm Annie Babinski, and we're here from Channel 9 at CodeMash, and I'm here with Wolf Gorlick.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we're going to be talking about security today.
Right.
So can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so I work with a company called CBI. I'm their strategist. And we really do two main things. One, we do assessment services. So like if you've seen like Black Hat or anything, you know, the guys who are like catapulting down through the windows and whatnot, breaking. No, not all that. But we do break in organizations for our clients so they know how the bad guys get in.
Okay, cool.
And a lot of that is informed by monitoring, because we also do monitoring services for companies.
Okay.
Where we watch the bad guys try and break in, and we alert the companies when it's happening.
How do you monitor that? How does that work?
So that's actually part of my talk, and that is logs, right? Good log information. The developers who write their applications say, hey, this is how it should behave, and this is not what I expected, and oh, someone really should look into this because they're doing something really strange and really weird that could compromise the application.
Gotcha. So there's like some warning signals, it sounds like.
Absolutely. You know, it's like, and I keep going back to the movies, but you got like the lasers everywhere, and, you know, I got the people that are going through the lasers.
Right, right.
Which I can't do at all. This is like, this is as flexible as I get.
Yeah, they do like the back bends. Yeah, the back bends. Right,
that's as flexible as I can. Yeah, you do that?
No way. No?
No? Oh, okay, so we're not going to be able to do it. But each one of those lasers, each one of those trip points, mm-hmm. right, is a part in the application that the criminal is going to have to navigate to steal whatever they're trying to steal, be it credit card information, game mm-hmm. information, whatever it is. So by knowing where that tripwire is and the developers writing logic and alerting someone like CBI who's monitoring for it, we can then, you know, turn on the sirens, flood the room with gas, the bad guys are out, we win.
Cool, okay, and I can assume that this can kind of be a back and forth game that's like always changing, right? As the hackers start to like learn more about what the tricks are to keep them out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Okay, well tell me a little bit about your session.
Sure, so my session is security culture and development.
Mm-hmm.
Before coming to CBI, I worked at a company that was in financial services and led a development team. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to keep the bad guys out, you know, like anonymous. And these people are like, oh, you know, Occupy Wall Street, they're attacking on the financials. It's mm-hmm. lots and lots of people trying to get us.
Right.
And we knew we had to protect our code. But you think about security, and so oftentimes from a developer perspective, you're not hearing security, you're hearing, okay, you're going to slow me down. Mm-hmm. You're going to force me to learn all your terms, right? You're going to impact the business. I need to ship. I need to get product out there.
Right. So they're thinking about trying to be efficient.
Yeah, be efficient, you know, produce, get the product on the street, build the functions that are running our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So the security team's like, oh, we got to slow down, and the developer team's like, no, we got to go faster, we got to meet these deadlines.
Right, right.
So what we did there was we stepped back, and instead of saying security, we looked at how can we build better applications that were more robust, had the logging, mm-hmm. had functions in there to protect against the attacks, right, removed common errors, and do that in a way that's just simply a good application, right? It's an application you can be proud of. It's a website that works well and is functional and is high quality.
Gotcha.
So in doing that, we looked at it more of a cultural perspective than as a awareness training or another security gate or whatnot.
Gotcha. And let's step back a sec. You were talking about logging, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I'm not sure what those terms mean.
Okay, so in terms of, as an attacker's moving through your network, right? They're mm-hmm. trying to get to that vault, they're going through all the lasers and whatnot.
Right.
There's several aspects of the application they're gonna trip through mm-hmm. as they're enumerating and looking for things. And there's several types of attacks they're gonna try.
Okay.
So the two ways to keep that guy from stealing your data is to prevent the common vulnerabilities, mm-hmm. which is oftentimes just letting the developers know, hey, here's the type of code that you wrote that could introduce that.
Okay.
And here's some better code that would help prevent against that.
What kind of things do you notice in like bad code that has like too many loopholes?
Not thinking through the access controls
mm-hmm.
Is one of them. So that's then the prevention side. The detection side is the logging, right? So not logging when things go wrong. Exception handling. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we're writing our code, we're doing real good debug logs so that we know what's happening in our app. But then we leave that there, and so the attackers run that, and they can actually figure out the blueprints of the application from those debug logs. And the number one is always SQL injection, right? Putting together the queries that talk to the database that allow the attacker to inject bad code into it.
I see. Okay. So what makes something really good code? Are we looking at like multi-factor authentication or?
On the authentication, we've multi-factor. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Free from defects. This is a quality problem.
Gotcha.
This is a standard development quality problem. Free from defects. good controls, the ability for the developer to know what the attacker is looking at as they build that code and remove it from the code, mm-hmm. and then having an architecture for the application that prevents the kind of chinks that a bad guy would try and move through.
Gotcha. Okay, and then in terms of culture, how do you think that should be altered to make sure that they're really looking out for their security?
Do you have to do awareness training?
Yes.
How is it?
Well,
you're on video.
A lot of it's videos, yeah. So
everything
we go through
is
a lot of
great in our awareness training. That was a bad question. It's like one screen, you're like, next.
Yeah, you click a lot of buttons,
and
right?
You have three options, and you're like, that one, oops, wrong, back. That one, oops, wrong, back. That one, yo, I totally read it. And then you forget all about it, right?
Yeah, sometimes it can be a little bit forgettable.
Yeah, training is terrible. Training is terrible. The reason why so much of CodeMash exists mm-hmm. is where did we get our information? It's from hanging out with people who know what they're doing and asking questions and actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. And in person really helps
And
a lot
in
too.
Person, right. So instead of thinking of security as being a training program, and mm-hmm. instead of thinking of security as being an outcome, think of being, hey, we want to build better apps. It's a quality problem. And we're going to embed within the entire development lifecycle tools, better tooling, better visibility, so that when they compile the code, it says, hey, look at this line of code. When they push the code out of production, it runs unit tests to say, hey, here's some of the things the bad guys would do. Mm-hmm. Not only testing the positive, can the users do what they want to do, but right. testing the negative, can the attackers do anything with what you just built?
Gotcha. So do you maybe have, encourage people to come in and try to hack into the code?
Absolutely, as it progresses towards the end stage, right.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, getting developers good visibility mm-hmm. as they build the app, and getting them like immediate feedback, hey, did that line? Looks great. Don't do it, SQL injection. And then at the end, when it pushes production, bringing in an organization who will attack that code and make sure that all the controls are in place.
So there are organizations who literally come in and try to hack and see if they can do
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do this wow. all the time.
Gotcha. That's really interesting.
It's fun.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Goodbye from CodeMash.
Cheers.